Without a soul, his heart was cold as ice. He said, I feel so doggone blue, I want to die today. The devil told me what to do, but I ain't had my say.
Now, Blind Willie McTell always claimed that he wrote Dying Crapshooter's Blues. He recorded it three times, once for Alan Lomax for the Library of Congress in Atlanta hotel room in 1940. He recorded it for Ahmet Ertegun, the co-founder of Atlantic Records, in 1949. Ertegun had stumbled across Willie playing guitar on the street corner in Atlanta and brought him into the recording studio. And then in 1956, in a record store, again in Atlanta, which was essentially where Blind Willie lived most of the time, he recorded it a third time. That was just 3 years before he died. But in fact, although he made the song his own, he wasn't the initial recorder of the song, and he certainly didn't write the song. The song was written by Porter Granger, who was a pianist. Through the 1920s, 1930s, not very well known today, but he was an accompanist for Bessie Smith for many years. He wrote music for Bessie Smith. He wrote some really fine music as well, but he, as I say, has been pretty well forgotten. But in 1927, and this is on May the 5th, Martha Copeland, a blues singer, recorded Dying Crapshooter's Blues. And it was recorded again two more times in that same year, once by Viola McCoy and once by Rosa Henderson.
Wanted you to jail me 14 times to put a paradise in my shoes. Then let a deck of cards be my tombstone. I've got the Dying Crapshooter's Blues. Folks, I ain't never been on the level. Now I'm dying and going to the devil. My head's aching, my heart thumping. I'm going down below, bouncing and a-jumping. Don't be standing.
Now, the thing about Dying Crapshooter's Blues is this. Generally being held up as an example of a tribute to St. James Infirmary. The song is really considered to be based upon St. James Infirmary and an extension of it, both in lyrical content and also in the musical style in which it is played. The question becomes then, now, where did Porter Granger get the song from? Because the song had not yet been recorded, so there could be some argument that St. James Infirmary was based upon Dying Crapshooter's Blues. But that isn't the case, I can assure you of that. But Porter Granger did take, I think, St. James Infirmary or Gambler's Blues, whatever it was called at the time, used some of the lyrics and some of the musical structure of St. James Infirmary, and also incorporated lyrics, I think, from various other songs that were around at the time and put it together for Dying Crapshooter's Blues. A magnificent piece of music, especially when played by Blind Willie McTell.
His head was aching, heart was thumping. Little Jesse went to hell, bouncing and jumping. Folks, don't be standing around old Jesse crying. He wants everybody to do the Charleston while he's dying. One foot up, a toenail dragging. Throw my buddy Jesse in the hoodoo wagon. Come here, mama, with that can of booze. The Dying Crapshooter's leaving the world. The Dying Crapshooter's going down slow. With the Dying Crapshooter's Blues.